Hi, and welcome to a new installment of The Cover Story, SAS Publishing's podcast series. I'm Shelley Gooden, and today we're speaking with Charlie Chase, Business Enablement Manager for the Global Manufacturing and Supply Chain Practice at SAS, and author of the much-anticipated new book, Demand-Driven Forecasting, A Structured Approach to Forecasting. For more information about Charlie Chase or his book following this interview, visit our website at sas.com/bookstore. Charlie, thank you so much for agreeing to sit down with us today.
It's great to be here, Shelley. Thanks for inviting me.
To start out with, I'm wondering if you can share a little bit of information about yourself and how your professional background prepared you to write this particular book.
Well, that's a great question. I worked for 20 years prior to coming to SAS in the consumer packaged goods industry for a few companies like Johnson & Johnson Consumer Products, Heineken, USA, Polaroid, and Coca-Cola. I've held various positions at those companies from analyst to manager to director, senior director to vice president and chief knowledge officer. So I pretty much have experienced almost everything that you can think of that could happen in a demand forecasting and marketing analytics environment. Those were my two key responsibilities during that time. I've been with SAS now 6 years, and I've been involved in several projects. The first one was the launch of Forecast Server, SAS Forecast Server, which won an award by KM World Magazine on launch as the most innovative product of the year.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. And most recently, the last 3 years, launched two new solution bundles. One is called Service Parts Optimization, which has a demand forecasting element along with optimization, inventory optimization, I should say. And also, most recently, just about a little less than a year ago, Demand-Driven Forecasting, which focuses on analytical forecasting and consensus forecasting collaboration, along with monitoring, tracking, and reporting using business intelligence capabilities.
If you'll tell us a little bit about your book, why you decided to write this.
Well, I decided to write this book based on a lot of information or encouragement, I should say, by a lot of my colleagues and friends who said I pretty much have seen everything that you could see in this industry area or discipline and that I should share that information with others, particularly given the fact that I've been an avid publisher of articles over the last 20 years. I have about 30 articles published on various topics around demand forecasting and marketing analytics.
Who will benefit from your book?
Practitioners, those folks who are actually in the field, analysts, managers, directors, even C-level managers who are in the supply chain practice areas within their companies, as well as demand planning and forecasting, and also marketing and sales. I focus very much on unconstrained demand forecasting. That's a responsibility of marketing and sales, not so much the downstream planning organization. And those folks control all the elements that drive the demand-driven forecast. That's why it's demand-driven forecasting, based on all the activities, marketing and sales activities.
Can you share some real-life examples and case studies?
Yeah, there are several. Actually, Chapter 1, The Myths and Realities of Forecasting, I share a lot of case studies and also experiences in there around those particular areas. The biggest one I focus on, or the one that I focus on the most, is the fact that most people think they can take a basic statistical forecast that looks at trend and seasonality and add judgment or make an override to it based on gut feeling and judgment, which adds personal bias. There's been a lot of research and studies done that say that that doesn't necessarily work well. And by personal experience, I know for a fact it doesn't work well. I like to look at adding analytics and domain knowledge. Domain knowledge is quite different from gut judgment. It's more about understanding the marketplace, understanding your product, then finding the data, conducting the analytics to either prove or disprove your hypothesis, and then using the final result to make your adjustment to the statistical baseline forecast. And even better, build that in to the statistical baseline forecast so you don't have to make an adjustment or an override. So that's a very structured way of doing forecasting. It tends to create some issues, though, some cultural issues within organizations because it requires a lot of change management. Most companies don't do demand forecasting that way.
What do you hope that readers will take away from your book?
Well, I hope readers take away the fact that analytics can improve the forecast accuracy when you think it can't, and that domain knowledge is much different than judgment or gut feeling, and that if you apply domain knowledge correctly, combined with data and analytics, you can greatly enhance your forecasting capabilities as well as shape demand, be more proactive and driving demand versus reacting to demand. And I think that's a key factor, too. The book focuses on proactive demand-driven forecasting versus reactive demand forecasting. Looking at the past to understand what's happening, use those relationships from the past to drive or proactively shape demand into the future. And I think that's the trend for the future, and I found that it works very well. I've been doing it demand-driven forecasting since the late 80s. before anyone knew what it was. I didn't know what it was, actually. We were shaping demand using what-if simulation tools at Johnson & Johnson Consumer Products in 1989. But we didn't have the technology, the enabling technology that we have today at SAS to do that kind of forecasting. That's what's so great about being at SAS. We now have the enabling technology to do this type of forecasting.
Speak to that a little bit more, if you will, and tell us how SAS does support forecasting efforts.
Well, our demand-driven forecasting solution that we offer today combines four of our core capabilities, business intelligence to monitor, track, and report with alerts demand, and how to link it using balanced scorecards to a portal and dashboard to key performance indicators. We also have an award-winning statistical forecasting engine, forecast server, that can drive those forecasts into a workflow engine, which is FM, where we can shape demand using simulation tools and then make adjustments using an Excel interface or add-in for Microsoft Office, or what we call AMO, and then send those results back and then report them through the interface that we have for EBI, our business intelligence capabilities, and then use those final forecasts to drive the supply and operations planning process within an organization, or what's called S&OP.
When you're not busy working or writing, can you tell us how you enjoy spending your time?
Well, I spend my time playing golf, working out at the gym. I like to run. I like to stay in shape. I also like listening to jazz, live jazz in particular. So Raleigh and Durham offers a lot of great opportunities to see live jazz, local jazz, and occasionally travel and listen to more top-named jazz folks around the country. And then I get asked to lecture quite a bit at universities, so I get to go there and experience those particular areas. Recently just came back from speaking at William & Mary, got to tour around Williamsburg. So I get to do that. And with SAS, I travel quite a bit as well. Just came back from India, spoke at two cities, Mumbai and New Delhi, and had over 185 business people listen in, representing over 150 companies. So it was a lot of fun.
Well, thank you so much for sitting down with us. It was a pleasure meeting you and talking to you a little bit about your book today.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure being here.
We've been talking with Charlie Chase, author of Demand-Driven Forecasting, A Structured Approach to Forecasting. This podcast is part of the Cover Story, SAS Publishing's podcast series. For more information, visit our website at sas.com/bookstore or email us at talkback@sas.com.